Well, praise the Lord. Well, those of us who can't be there in Las Vegas right now, celebrate with you and celebrate the 25th anniversary of Artists International as we triumph in Jesus Thursday. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we are so excited for this day that you have made. We are so excited that you, and thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for all the family members who made it to Las Vegas to be a part of the 25th anniversary celebration. Lord, we thank you that you got them up early this morning. Be here. Oh, we love you, Lord. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. Oh, God, for Dr. Vanessa Webb this morning, for taking care of Mama Josie while Dr. Vanessa is away. Father, we thank you so much for the D.H. de Leon family, Lord, and just the celebration and everything that's up, Father. I pray for a special blessing upon Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. Oh, God, I pray for her joy retreats. And Father, that you just make everything right in her life, Lord, that you've ordered her footsteps, Lord, that you've left unto her feet and a light into her path. And Father, I thank you for the favor, Lord, that is upon Dr. Vanessa's life. Father, I thank you that she trusts in your faithfulness, Lord, and Lord, for just everything that you are doing for her, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that she holds tenaciously onto your word and your voice and another she does not follow, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing on behalf of our. I thank you for new beginnings. I thank you for the things that they are rolling out. And I thank you, Lord, that they held strong to the ram's horns, Lord, even when things were looking good, to get them to where they are today. Now, Father, I thank you and I praise you for the TMC family. I thank you, Lord, that you're blessing us all in the ways we need to be blessed, and we're trusting your voice. We're trusting in you, Lord, and we are triumphant. Father, now I thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring the word this morning. Father, that you bless the speaker from on high. Father, that you just take the words, Lord, that complete utterance comes forth clearly, Lord, and we are listening ears, that we are more than just hearers of the word. We are doers as well. Now, Lord, we give you all the praise. We veto, cancel, abandon, knock out, knock down, cast out in every way that we can, every way that you can, that slew-footed devil, that he will not have any place at the conference, at the celebration, at the meetings, and Artists International ever, and not even on this call. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I love you, my TMC family. Again, happy 25th anniversary.
Minister Willa, I think you faded out, so I am going to say thank you, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us on this triumphant in Jesus Thursday. What an awesome tag. Thank you so much for that anointed prayer. Well, God morning, TMC family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale coming to you all the way live from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, and our Mother Eagle, who is also over here in Las Vegas, Nevada, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call, where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day early in the morning here on the Master's Call. We have been doing it for going on 5 years. Yes, I said 5 years, because here on the Master's Call, we are celebrating. We will be celebrating our 5th year on October the 25th of this year, because this call started back on October the 25th of 2010. And we have been here every day, Monday through Friday. And we appreciate and thank God for what he's doing here on the Master's Call. So we thank each and every single one of you who dialed in this morning. I want to let you know that if this is your first time dialing in, you are not left behind. Why? Because this call, unlike any other, has a website. And so we invite you to utilize our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you will see that all of our information for our call All of our bios, all of the messages from the inception of this call can be found on our website. So please utilize our website. Please show it, share it on your social media pages, and just share with a friend and invite them to go in and listen to the messages that are on our website. Also, there is an opportunity for you here on the Master's Call. If you want to be a greeter like Minister Willa just did, or currently I'm hosting this call this morning, so that is another opportunity. Maybe there's a message in your belly that you want to share with the masses, and maybe God is purging you to do something new in this season. Well, we invite you to send us an email at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brendan Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the new morning motivational call. And today, I believe, is Transform Thursday with Minister Byron Redmond. And I invite you to dial into 530-881-1300 and use the access code 539598#, and that will connect you to that call. At the same number each and every single day, we invite you to dial into the millionaire call. Well, where there are millionaires in the making and millionaires who have already made it, that is sharing some valuable information that we do not want you to miss. So dial 530-881-1300. The access code is 539598#. That's at 12 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and then again at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time each and every single day. So please don't miss the Millionaire's Call. For all of you who are not here, I just want to let you know we are celebrating Artists International's 25th year. We started out on last night, and we had a grand time here with the Diaz de Leon family. And I'm telling you, Artists International is growing in a mighty way. We are faith, family, lifestyle, and now we're building legacy. So we invite you who don't know anything about Artists International to get back with the person that invited you to this call and let them share with you how an appointment with Artists can truly change your life. Well, now it's time for us to hear what Thus Says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, she is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. We call her Dr. Super Fantastic. She is Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. Roberts, she's a native of Monticello, Mississippi. I'm not going to read through her whole bio, but I invite you to go to our website and see who she really is. She's a retired pastor chaplain in the military, and so God used her in a mighty way to be with the people who served our country in the military for many, many years. She's known as Gigi to her grandchildren and Mama to her son and her daughter and her daughter-in-law and son-in-law. Let me tell you, this lady is so super fantastic, and that is her slogan, Dr. Super Fantastic. And now she's actually having joy retreats. So we invite you to follow her on social media, Facebook, and I'm not sure if she's on any Twitter or Instagram, but I do know she's on Facebook, so please befriend her. But at this time, she will be our messenger, our mouthpiece with the message this morning, none other than the super fantastic Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you out there this morning, Dr. P.K.?
Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for that lovely introduction, and it was short and sweet to the point, just like I like it. Oh, how I love Jesus this morning, you all. My cup overflows, bless the Lord. You know, when something overflows, it makes a mess. So get ready for a Holy Ghost mess up in here this morning, because I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes. Good morning, TMC family. Good morning and greetings to you from my lovely home state of Mississippi. You all know I am getting used to this, but it is all right. today, before we get started, I just have to myself give special recognition to a woman whom God has brought into my life. And I thank God for my new sister who has allowed me to share her as my saintly mother. She is celebrating 92 years of living. And anybody who is doing that needs to be celebrated. Today is Mother Josie Weatherspoon's birthday. Yes, that is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon's birth mother, but she is my saintly Christian mother. I thank God that she sits in her rocking chair and she prays for me, has me on her mind, takes the time to pray for me. And so I thank God for her today. And I want all of you to just send out shouts of happy birthday to Mother Josie and let her know that we love her, not opening up the line right now, but we are going to figure out how we're going to make that happen so that she will know that we really, really appreciate her. She doesn't only pray for me, y'all. You know, she prays for all of us over here in this artist family and children of God across this world everywhere. Happy birthday, Mother Josie. We love you. And, of course, having come into and signed up with artists in 2008, today is a very special day for this company. And I say to Mama and Papa Diaz de Leon and the artist family, happy anniversary. I do feel some kind of way not being there and seeing all of your accolades and pictures. So I say to all of you, go out on Facebook, who has Facebook, and not only look, but like and comment on the pictures, because Pastor Vanessa, you guys look so happy and everything looks so good, and I see a lot of new faces, and that is really, really good. So I say happy anniversary to all of you, and I want you to know that I love you very, very much. Minister Willis, thank you. Our message for this morning, and I must move along very quickly, is coming to us from the book of Romans. In Romans 8, there are 28 reasons found there as to why we should be optimistic about living. And being that I am super fantastic, my title for this sermon is I'm Optimistic. Proverbs 11:27 says, if you search for good, you will find favor. But if you search for evil, evil will find you. There are two types of birds that I would like to talk to you about just a little while, and one is called the buzzard. The buzzard looks for dead things and pecks away, but the other bird is the hummingbird. It looks for sweet things and peck away. So this morning, I was looking for something good to share that would be sweet down to our souls, and I found it over in Romans 8. You see, I'm optimistic not because I feel optimistic. I am optimistic based on what God says in his word. And I thank God that he says enough in his word that I can get excited about who he is and what life should look like for me. The very first reason that I'm optimistic is found in Romans 8, 1 and 2. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I am, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. My sins, number one, are forgiven, and my eternity is secure. Isn't that good to know? My sins are forgiven. We cannot allow Satan to come and plague with our minds about what we have done in the past, because when we come to Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Number two, I want you to know before I go on, I have a lot of sins that God has forgiven me for. Whether you have or not, I thank God that he is a forgiving God, and he wants us to know that there is no condemnation there. Number two, Jesus is at the right hand of God praying for me. Oh, my goodness. Now, isn't that powerful right there? It says it in the word in Romans 8:34. Jesus Christ, who died, more than that, who was raised to life. Not only did he die, you all, he got up. Is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. I thank God for that prayer that comes from Jesus. You see, when I think about Mother Josie in her rocking chair, glory to God, when I think about all of the wisdom that she has acquired down through the years from experiences, when I think about all of the prayers that she has taped up on the walls of her mind that God has answered, and she sits there and she calls out my name and say, I'm praying this morning, God, for my daughter, PKI. You know where she is. You know I can't keep up with her. If it was left up to me, I'd take a clothes peg and peg her to me. She wouldn't be in. Oh, when I think about that deep prayer that she's praying for me, I get excited. I know that something is going to happen because Mother Josie is praying for me. But then, you all, when we think about even farther than that, that Jesus Christ is sitting on the right-hand side of God Almighty, and he's saying, now, Lord, okay, now, Father, you see her down there, and just come on now. Don't give up what she deserves right now. Just rock her steady just a little while longer. You say that she's the apple of your eye. Come on. Oh, you all, that's just 2 points. I got 6 more to go. Let me go on to the next one. Number 3, my future victory is greater than my present pain. Now, this one really got me. This one really got me. Because, you see, here in Romans 8:18, it says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. And that does not mean in the by and by. It also means here on this earth as well. And see, when I left Florida last 2 weeks ago, you know, I was hurting kind of bad because I felt like I had things kind of on the way over there, Sister Tiffany. I felt like those joy retreats were set up. I had worked the year and getting everything ready, but when God said move, when God tells you to move, you better move. Hey, glory. You better get yourself in a place where you can hear and know God's voice. And when he says move, you move. Because when you don't move when God said move, you miss out on opportunities that will absolutely change your life. And that season does not come right back around. Sometimes it takes many years for that season to come around. So when God told me to move to Mississippi from Florida, from a place that I thought, oh, glory, was going to be my home for a while, I said, oh, my God, come here right now. But he said, I want you to know something. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And it's all right, because what I have for you in the future, the victory that is going to come to you is going to be greater than the present pain that you are feeling right now, my dear girl. So come on and rock with me. Pack those bags and get rolling. Number 4, my mind. Come on, somebody say my mind. My mind is filled with the peace. Somebody say I've got peace. I've got peace that surpasses understanding. My mind is filled with the peace of God. Ooh. We can just breathe that in. The peace of God. Romans 8:6 says, the mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind that is governed by the spirit is life and peace. Tell me somebody. Talk to me somebody. Tell me what other place would you want to be other than in a peaceful mind with Christ. I thank God for that peace this morning. I got to run on down this road. Number 5, if God is for me, this message is for the Diaz de Leon family, because I believe that God called him over 25 years ago. It was over 25 years ago that he called him, but then it took Papa just a little while to just get it on the road. And then as he's gone down the road, he's had some bumps in the road, but he can attest to this morning that Romans 8:31 and 33 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. So if God is for me, if God is for artists, if God is for the Diaz de Leon family, who can be against us? It doesn't matter what you're doing, what you say. Oh, glory to God. I thank God that I serve an almighty and all-powerful God. All righty, I got two more minutes. Number six, God's spirit helps me in my weakness. Yes, there are days when I get weak. There are times when I don't feel like running on. There are some days I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like being saved. I feel like telling folks where to get off. I just want to stop myself. But Romans 8, 24 and 26 picked me up. Who hopes for what we already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we do what? We just have to wait. We wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. When we are weak and we realize that we have the Spirit that helps us, we can wait patiently on the Lord. Somebody ought to say, I know she's right. I've had to go through that season myself, that period. Number 8, 7, God is working. Woo! Who is working? God is working everything in my life for my good. Not just some things, but all things. Oh, I like the example of baking that cake. When we bake that cake and we take and put the flour and the eggs and the, oh, I hear you, Pastor Vanessa, but I did bake a cake one time. Uh-huh, butter. You all know I don't really cook that much, but that's all right. Vanilla flavor, uh-huh. I know you put all that in there. If I just had to eat the flour by itself, it wouldn't be so good. An egg by itself, if you scramble them, they are right, but then you don't scramble them for the cake. But when you take and you put all of this stuff together, meaning when you put the good, the bad, the, all of this, that I understand, that which I can see, that which I cannot see. Oh, that which is and that which is to come, that which has been. When we take and put it all together, we know that it's all going to work together for my good. Why? Because God is working it out for me. Finally, 8. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. This is what makes living life optimistic possible for me. This is what makes living life super fantastic for me. This is what makes living life joyful for me. This scripture, Romans 8:38-39, and we're going to bring it to a close. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I am optimistic. What about you? I am a hummingbird looking for that which is sweet. What about you? I am a child of the King with a God who loves me today. Back to you, my dear friend, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for blessing us this morning with that mighty and powerful word. God is definitely doing great and new things in your life, and we thank you for sharing with us this morning. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. At this time, we're going to go ahead and go to God in prayer. But before I pray, I just want to sing a special little song. Shout out to Mother Josie. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mother Josie. Happy birthday to you and me. more. Mother Josie, we love you, and we say happy birthday from the TMC family to you. Heavenly Father, you are so amazing. We just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your power and your anointing here on the Master's Call. And we thank you that you love each and every single one of us unconditionally, O God, and that you are our creator, that you are our master, that you are the planner for our lives, for you know the plans that you have for each and every single one of us. And so as we come to you this morning, God, we come with anticipation and expectation that great and new things are on the way. They're already in the process, and we just say thank you in advance, God. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for you allowing her to share with us this morning on this telecommunication sanctuary all the way from Mississippi, Father. We thank you for just the new things that you're doing in her life. We thank you for keeping her. We thank you for her being super fantastic, and we thank you for the joy that shines in her life, Father. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just fill her up with your virtue. Fill her up with those things that she stands in need of right now in the name of Jesus. Keep her family safe and bless them right now, oh God. And for every caller that dialed in this morning to the Master's Call, we pray right now for the greater and the new things to start to manifest themselves right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against them shall prosper. We celebrate Mother Josie, and we celebrate Artists International's 25th year on this day, God, and we just thank you for the vision. We thank you for Mother Josie's lives. We pray that you, thank you that you have kept her, God, and that you're still keeping her. We look forward to her celebrating this wonderful, wonderful year, God. And so we bless you right now, Father. We thank you for traveling grace and mercy for those who are traveling the highways and byways this morning, oh God. Allow your angels of protection to be with them. We dispatch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every single ailment we have in our body, in our mind, our soul, and our spirit right now, because we walk in victory, because you said that we were more than conquerors, and through you we could do all things. So we thank you, God. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you, and we glorify you, because you are worthy of all our praise. And these things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for dialing in to the Master's Call on this day. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085, and the access code is 539598. We will be heading over to the new Morning Motivational Call, where this is Transformation Thursday with Minister Brian Redman. Byron Redman, please dial 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598, immediately following this call today. You do not want to miss the information that will be going forth. Don't forget the Millionaire Call at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time and 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at the same number, 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598. Also, please, please, please just stay on Facebook today. We will post as much as possible as we're celebrating our 25th year with Artists International here in Las Vegas, Nevada, where greater and new things are happening. So make sure that you stay plugged in and connected. Remember, you are a great minister in the marketplace, and there is great things for you to do in the marketplace. So make sure that you make it happen on this Triumphant in Jesus Thursday. Again, thank you, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us this morning. Dr. P.K. Roberts, once again, thank you so much for sharing that mighty, powerful, and anointed word of God. And to each of you who have dialed in, thank you, thank you, thank you. And at this time, I'm going to ask our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, if she would come back and give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you so much. This was a wonderful call this morning. And again, I just want to say to Mother Josie how much we love you and how much we appreciate you giving us our own Dr. Vanessa. Were it not for you saying yes to God and birthing and raising that wonderful, wonderful child into the woman that she is, we wouldn't have her. So we thank God. Are you there, Mother Josie?
Well, wasn't able to get her on because I can't get Joe to answer the phone, but I want to say thank you for that. And I will definitely make sure when I get back in town that we get her on the call, if not tomorrow, the day after. She's celebrating 92.
This morning.
Okay, she's celebrating 92 years of life, and just is excited. They're planning a birthday dinner for her today, and she gave me permission to come here to Las Vegas, and my older brother is there spoiling her now. But thank you for thinking about it, Dr. PK. That means so much to me. And Tiffany, your song, I will definitely be playing this call back to her so she can hear it. And all of you all who have just prayed for her through the years, it means so much. She listens to the call laying there every morning. It gives her commentary and always prays for us. And we just thank God for that. And we thank God for you. It put such a powerful word this morning, Dr. PK. Thank you so much.
I love you. I love you. I love you. You are rocking it steady down there in Vegas, and I appreciate all that you are doing. We need everything that you all are doing right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence on this call. This is your call, God, and it is a call whereby we want to continue to empower your people to go forth and live a super fantastic life. So breathe on us the more as we close out this call today in Jesus' name. All of you, go out and live a super fantastic life as God has called you to do so. Bye-bye.